I believe I am hosting today, as we welcome everyone to another incredible Tuesday afternoon.
Welcome to the pod!
For an amazing rendition of the show that you all affectionately call The Pod.
Fuck yeah!
Pod!
This majestic baritone voice you're hearing right now is that of oneself, Nick Maraldo. That is me. I am him.
Not a baby. He is Maraldo.
He is I.
Tone Diggs is here.
How you doing?
He's still wearing the cowboy hat. He refuses to take it off.
I got nothing else.
I respect it. A gimmick can only live so long, but he will continue to ride.
Yes, he will.
Attaboy, Tony.
Into the Mists of Avalon.
Comes out in November. So.
Yellowstone.
I did see that. That's exciting.
That's another show I've been throwing back on.
Oh,
nice little rewatch. Okay. Just to, you know.
Have there been any updates, or is it still they're trying to take our fucking land?
No, the same storyline is still in effect.
Okay.
Someone's trying to take our fucking land.
Oh, you should.
I've got so much work.
That man
to
with
do
the incredible strange TV viewing habits is Boston Connor.
He will
go back and watch any show at any given time.
Especially the ones that have just come out. Westworld's done. Went back, rewatched that. Peaky Blinders. Went back, rewatched that. There really is no bounds to what I will go back and rewatch. There are bounds to what I will watch that I haven't seen yet.
I'm rewatching The Wire right now, and that is an excellent show. And I shouldn't say rewatching because I never got to see it the first time. I'm experiencing it for the first time. It's brought me much joy
as I tell this man every morning when I come in,
Ty Schmidt. I say, hey, Ty, I watched The Wire last night, and this episode was fucking amazing.
Yeah, Omar is the man. I get to relive it. I remember that. That's when Frank Sabatka's having trouble down on the docks, and Ziggy Sabatka's getting the duck drunk.
No, dude.
What?
That's a Wire?
Yeah, dude. Frank Sabatka, Nick Sabatka, and Ziggy Sabatka. They all work down on the docks.
Yeah, okay. Pablo Schreiber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really?
He's the narrator
of Hard Knocks.
That's his cousin.
Cousins? I thought they were brothers.
I think they're cousins. Either way, they might be brothers.
Great family of actors.
Funny fact check that.
I'm facting it.
Thank you.
Speaking of great family, in the back we have Mitt on the cameras and Brucey Butt Cheeks Burgers.
How
you doing? How you been? How's your family?
Welcome to Centerfield, honorary.
How we doing, boys? Anyone watch anything good in the time since we've last convened?
I watched Half Brothers.
Half Brothers. It was something.
I watched fucking Project Power this weekend with Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I know that one.
Is that one where JGL's wearing the fucking Steve Gleason Saints jersey?
Yes.
See, exactly. I know that one didn't pop up in the top 10 in the U.S. because that was like a year and a half ago that came out. How did that happen?
2019, 2020. I was just scrolling through. I watched The Perfect Storm on Friday.
Bad. Project Power wasn't bad.
No, it was pretty good. I will say, it's funny that Yellowstone just came up because Joseph Gordon-Levitt does multiple times say they're trying to do this to the people in my fucking city because they're testing this drug on the people in New Orleans. So he does say, no man, I'm not gonna let them fucking do this to my city.
So
it was pretty good though. It held my attention. MGK's in it,
the very start.
At the very start he's in it, and it's just that Casey Frey kid is in it also. He's running around butt naked robbing banks.
Walter Frey's
stepson.
Every soul needs a sheet.
One of those doofy hats, those leather caps.
No, he didn't have a leather cap on, I think because of, you see him real quick and then you see fucking Steve Gleason chase after him, do a sweet body slam on him. Yeah. But everyone has a different superpower, so it's cool. And Jamie Foxx is a doe.
No.
But I was a fan.
Have you seen the Jamie Foxx Vampire Hunter
one? No, I didn't watch that.
What made you watch this one over that one?
Just because the power. And I.
And there.
Yeah.
You can only see so much vampire stuff.
Yeah. The power was undeniable.
The power just drew me in. I was like, I wonder what my power would be. And then, you get to see everyone else's power in the movie.
Yeah. I do remember thinking that. I wonder what this person's power is.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't know. So it's ooh, take the pill. I want to see your power. But they don't know what their power is.
Everybody's got different power.
Yeah, exactly. exactly.
You don't know what kind of power you're going to get.
And sometimes you take the power pill and, you know, your whole entire body just explodes, correct, which is cool. But
it's,
cool,
it's a risk that a lot of people are willing to take.
Yeah. Does anybody have the same powers?
No.
All different powers. Some people have the fire power. Some people have indestructible power.
Do you
some
and
people
I have the
healing
same
power.
Fucking fingerprints? No. Don't ask a stupid
like, you
question.
Know, the water, the wind.
No.
Yeah, some people
it's
have
not Earth,
healing
wind,
power.
This is an airbender.
No.
Pow.
It's not Avatar.
This isn't Captain Planet.
It's power.
No, it's power. It's Project Power. And the guy from Westworld's in it too. He's the guy that's kind of shelling out power.
I've watched an unhealthy amount of Below Deck recently.
Really? On Peacock?
It is a good show to binge.
Below Deck Australia, to be more specific.
On Peacock?
I heard it gets wild
on
down
Peacock,
under.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, wild.
First season with this boat and this captain. It's
are
good.
The people actually Australian or is it?
The captain is Australian.
Nice.
There's a couple New Zealanders. There is a couple Americans on board.
Nice.
One of the gentlemen is Australian. Yeah, it's pretty good.
The bosun.
Bosun is Australian, yes.
Is it love unrated? That. Like, do they swear? Can you hear the swears?
Do they show titties? Isn't that like a big part of
they
it?
They blur
is
out
like,
titties.
But
blur,
it, a yeah, big but part they, is like, hey, I'm going to take you below deck. You're going to dump your titties out. I'm going to titty fuck you. And then we're going to go entertain
sometimes
the rest of the guests.
Sometimes a crew will have sexual intercourse with each other.
Yeah. Fair.
Absolutely.
They usually go to break right as they're about to swear.
Yeah.
Like.
You ever get any passenger crew hookups?
That is very
forbidden.
Yeah, that happens. I
mean,
yeah,
the taboo is what makes
alert,
it.
Take in, your in the last episode, makes it so in the last pleasurable. Episode, they did have you know, some people on board, and then after the charter's over, they always go out that night.
Sure.
And they ran into some of the passengers that were on the boat that night.
No.
And there was a little bit of hooking up potentially. So
what
yeah.
was the old captain's name? The
Which
old man
one?
With the white hair.
Oh,
because I was watching one where
he
was getting felt up by
one of the
female passengers. She was all boozed up. She was like a MILF. She was like pinching his butt and stuff. It was pretty awesome.
That was what was that? Captain Lee.
Captain Lee.
Yeah, Bob Lee.
That's right.
Swagger.
I always take the fucking firing pins out. I watched the And One doc.
Awesome.
It is sweet. It just, you know, it's like an hour and 10 minutes, mm-hmm. but it, especially if like you remember watching And One mixtape and stuff, like, which, you know.
Yeah.
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. And just like reliving that. And then to Connor and me were talking about it, the guys who like actually created it and like the business portion of it before it was like all street ball is super interesting too. It's a good watch.
Good watch.
If I remember correctly, And One was like a big. Home from school in the summer, no sports on time of year, middle of the day programming.
Yes. And they had a reality TV show, and there was like the lockout, and they talk about it, how like they just kind of circled the street ball market for basketball, and they were very successful. And it's cool, like they just started in, you know, a bunch of college kids who just finished college, and they just came up with
two dudes, like one dude who was at like Wharton went to Penn, and another dude who went to Stanford, and then somewhere like. Dudes who went to like really, really good colleges, but he said like they were just always skipping class because they were playing ball. He's like, man, I was just hooping. You know what I mean? I just
Eight
wanted to be able to hoop. So,
speaking of skipping class, what about you, Mitt? You watch anything good this weekend? You got any good, good recommendations?
Well, Mitt is going to be doing his Thrones episode 2 recap.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
that's right.
I did watch that. That was fucking sweet. I do think that some. Sad news. Some people did ruin it for me on Twitter. I did get told the storyline.
Of what?
Of House of Dragons. I guess it's just going to lead to a bunch of incest.
No, I think it's at the end of the
incest.
No,
you got to do your...
I mean, it's Game of Thrones.
This is
incest was expected.
So
this is episode two recap.
That's
not
what people
season.
Said is it's just going to lead to a bunch of incest here.
That's like, what I said.
I'm done. I can't do it.
Fuck that.
That's where I draw the line.
What did you think of episode two, though?
I mean, I thought it was awesome, personally.
Can you recap it?
Nothing fucking happened. Like, nothing actually
That was
like,
my
happened.
Problem.
Yeah.
To be fair, nothing really
big
fucking happened.
Big table setting episode.
Yeah.
Okay, good recap.
Yeah.
Yeah
so
was.
You think it was awesome, but nothing...
It was awesome, but
I mean,
nothing fucking
forward,
happened.
Like, it's good. It's a good storyline. It makes sense. Like, it has me looking forward to the third episode, but it is very, like, that was pretty much like Game of Thrones, not that much fucking action.
A lot of posturing, a lot of
I don't give a
politics.
Fuck.
A lot of politicking, a lot of the hands, being a dog.
Yeah.
Next episode.
Yeah,
is going
I
to
showed
be
these guys the scenes from
amazing.
The episode where. guess what? Dragons will fly. They will breathe fire, and we will get a large scale battle.
I want to know more about the dragon keepers. Because the ones,
really?
They put the egg in that like vault, that cauldron, and you get a quick look at them, and you saw them in the first episode. They look all like burnt up and like scratched up. I want to know what's going on, Don. I want to know what those guys are getting
into. I'll be honest. I'd be okay if those guys showed up next episode and the dragons ate them.
I know. I want to kill all those guys.
I
want
to see one of them get eaten. I want to see what's going on.
I'm all for that.
I bet they do an app. Yeah, where they just follow the dragon keeper. Or they'll do like an open where they follow like one dragon keeper, and then he just gets burnt to shit and dies.
Yes.
That'd be cool. I want to see the dragon that's just on their own.
Yeah.
That's
hanging out, or something like that.
That's hanging out in old Valyria.
I suspect dragons get lonely too.
I fear even dragons get lonely.
The world got too big for her. She got too big for the world.
But you're still on it. You're just...
I'm still watching.
The two was a little weary for you.
Yeah, it was just a big setup episode. And what Ty showed us from the next episode is like they're fast-forwarding again like 3 years or whatever.
Yep.
So it's like, whatever.
I get it.
That's how they're going to do this season. I think it is actually going to span quite a bit of time.
All I've been thinking though is like, 3 years? Yeah, probably because the kid is going to have a kid.
The second episode was 6 months after the first episode,
and the one actress like
what?
Changes. Yeah,
I did not know that.
Not me neither.
Yeah,
you guys just didn't listen or pay attention to any of the conversations.
Yeah, Rhaenyra said several times like it's been half a year since my mother died.
Oh man,
were you playing fucking Zelda while watching?
But I fucking beat Zelda.
But you did say you're all about the crab feeder.
I'm all in on the crab feeder. I need more crab feeder. But I have been thinking like, why didn't they go all the way back to like how old Valyria got destroyed in the first place?
Would be nice.
Because like, I want to know that story. And I feel like that. And the
maybe
reason I also think
we'll
that.
Learn.
Hopefully.
I know a little bit about how this show got made. There was like five pitches. Remember, there were supposed to be like four or five shows.
Yes. Like
and they were
Aria,
all going to be prequels.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this was the only one, I guess, that George got behind. And so when George jumped on board, they were like, all right, we're going with that one. He's getting
fucking
it.
A. This son of a bitch. Because Ovalier
is George
cool.
wanted to tell, you know?
I guess, but it's like, come on, dude.
Tony, you look like your brain is going to explode. What's
up? Are you okay?
I don't want to interrupt this. Okay. That's why I didn't say anything. But you saw my reaction.
I did.
It's big news.
Okay.
The final leader of the Soviet Union has died. Mikhail Gorbachev has died.
Gorbachev?
Tony, what the fuck?
I thought the Steelers just got like
No.
Trent Williams from the 49ers.
Mr. Gorbachev teared down this wall.
Mikhail Gorbachev has passed away. I don't think we need to do rest in peace for that one.
No. Yeah. Isn't that a bad guy from Mission Impossible 2?
From Chernobyl.
Yeah.
He was a bad guy in Chernobyl.
Yeah, pretty good bad guy.
Yeah, it is. Mission Impossible 2. It was Gorbachev. I don't think he was.
No.
I don't remember,
sure?
But
I thought he was working in the
Kremlin.
Are you
positive?
Shit. All right, well.
I thought he was the one. I thought he was the one we got to. I thought he was the weakling who, you know,
we
folded
turned
things.
Him.
Yeah, he folded.
Yeah, he ended the
he
Cold War
because
he fucking folded.
Yes. Was he in We Didn't Start the Fire? Did he make it in there?
Billy Joel music video?
Yeah.
Mikhail Gorbachev! Gorbachev, they're gonna win! Slobodan Milosevic throwing footballs in L.A. We didn't start the fire! It was always burning, there's a perfect journey! Not we didn't start the fire!
Yeah, that was it.
Right. No, we didn't light it.
Keep going.
Nice.
You're a big boy.
We're trying to fight it.
I was going
to
say, you're a big Billy Joel guy, aren't you, Bruce?
Of course.
Yeah, you're huge New York Mark.
Billy Joel or Frank Sinatra?
Ooh, that's tough. I mean, different eras. It's really Billy Joel or Bruce.
Answer the fucking question!
Frank Sinatra.
That a baby. That is the correct answer. Do you condone Billy Joel's excessive drinking?
Yeah.
Yes.
And his political views?
And the fact that he's gotten like 10 DUIs?
And he's killed a kid?
I don't know if it's been 10, but I think he's got... Tony, fact check that, please. How many DUIs is Billy
Joel? I don't
think
he killed a kid either. I'd like to reason
that's the benchmark. It's you're either Bruce Springsteen, New Jersey guy, or Billy Joel.
What are you?
Five celebrities who are DUI royalty.
Is Bill Joel in there?
Let's see here.
Nick Nolte.
Lindsay Lohan has 6, it looks like.
That's it. Savage.
6 DUIs.
I would have believed 16.
Well, sorry. Twice. There was also a possession of cocaine in there, but
that doesn't count.
Let's see.
I don't think it's possible to get 60 DUIs. I don't think they're going to give you the opportunity.
It's capped at like 5 and you can't get it.
You're halfway there. Be careful.
Mel Gibson's got one.
Yeah, sugar tits.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
Michelle Rodriguez.
What? Letty?
Letty? That's trouble for the family.
Yeah. Well,
she was going 210.
She's got 2.
Letty has 2?
Yeah, but they were fucking while they were filming Fast 3.
Oh, so true.
Rip Torn's got 2 or 3.
Well, he's
like
dead.
Here.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Rip.
Now, Billy Joel.
18.
He was involved. Yeah, he was in the 2000s, first half 2000s. He had 3 car accidents, all involving DUIs.
Okay.
Yeah, but they got washed. They got washed.
Come on, Bill.
You know, he had a rough time.
He was fucking writing. All
right.
When I'm on the Downeaster, Alexa, and I'm cruising to find some booze.
That's what he was saying. From the
I am out of Marlboro cigarettes.
Big River Dreams guy.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, I've been dreaming about booze.
All right, enough slandering.
Slamming in the car.
Of the Joel God. Let's get into the FODs.
Get it.
It's absolutely stocked.
Oh, juice pod.
Hard-hitting news here straight out of the University of South Carolina as fans are disappointed as Cock Commander was snubbed as the name of the Live Rooster mascot winning the online poll, but they went with the General, which General Bob will probably have something to say
Nothing
about.
Nothing is sacred anymore.
Well, the General, the fucking car insurance guy is going to fuck. They're going to. Guess what? He ain't gonna be the General for long.
Oh yeah, what's that theme song? How's that go?
I'm like, go to the General and save some time.
So why did they change it from Sir Big Spur? Is that like offensive or something?
I guess.
Why?
I assume so.
Sir,
in some way.
Cock Commander's the one. I mean,
Cock Commander is one of the best mascot names.
Can we go to the next slide? I believe the next slide will have the names that were featured in the poll.
PETA slammed the roll.
Oh, okay.
Bird.
Oh, so
Chuck Norris was
second
just
place.
Cuck Norris.
Oh.
Now that's sweet.
Coop.
Coop is pretty good.
Coop is
cool. Cockadoodle Dude.
Hanging with Coop.
Brewster.
What's up, Cockadoodle Dude?
Yeah, but I think Hulk, did the Hulkster vote for Brewster?
He did.
I want to say hello to the Brewster, brother. All you South Carolinians. Go ahead and put your hands together for the Brewster, brother.
Hell yeah.
Ty and I were talking about this the other day. If Hulk Hogan wasn't such a scumbag,
yeah,
he'd still be fucking massive. Yeah. The promos he could cut for every fucking sporting event, the things he could do live would be absolutely phenomenal.
He'd be The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would be The Rock.
They'd be battling out for Hollywood seniority right now, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Where are all my Hulkamaniacs?
Just walking into any like Hooters and doing that.
Could
at
have
a bar.
Been Captain America in the Marvel Universe.
What did they do the poll for?
He could have.
What's that?
What did they do the poll for if they weren't going to listen to it? I like fucking Marco Pollo.
Mr. Chicken Scratch. Oh, Captain Cluck. Captain Cluck.
Good ones.
They're all good.
Marco Polo or Pollo? Nice.
Any like commander, like Captain Cluck, where you could potentially get the whole crowd.
Wait, did you?
Wait, so Captain Cluck.
I was reading about the story.
Yeah.
Did you start doing Hulk because of Brewster?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured when I was reading the list, I said, yeah, that probably makes sense why I got started.
Cuck Norris isn't bad, but. I mean, a lot of those are winners, though.
I mean,
except
like
for General.
The people.
Everything's great except for the one they picked.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do this if, like, something's going to get 77% of the vote.
Right.
Well, we can't.
That's a runaway.
We can't do that.
You got to re-vote.
What's
I know y'all say? Like Cock Commander, but how about Brewster? Brewster's pretty good, right?
You know what? Fuck it. Go General.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Come to think of it, just call him fucking General. They'll love that.
Who cares, yeah.
What's next? It's unfortunate that Zeet isn't here for this one. This was right in his wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. Bones poking out of a backyard, maybe the largest dinosaur ever found in Europe. The bones, there's vertebrae and some ribs, belong to a sauropod.
Oh,
a
sauropod?
Yeah.
That thing's huge.
In what is now Portugal, estimated between 160 million and 100 million years ago.
How much money you get if you find one of these things?
Yeah, I think a lot.
Like a couple mil.
Tons.
You're like an archaeologist probably, so it's like probably a huge research grant that you get.
Yeah, the real find, too, is finding something that no one's ever found before because then you get to name it.
Correct.
Yeah. So this guy named it a Podsaurus or whatever?
No, I think these were already...
Oh, so this isn't the first one.
That's the type of species, like herbivore, carnivore, fucking...
Thank you, Ross Geller.
Thank you.
Yep. So that's just a gigantic baby back rib right there.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, that's what Fred Flintstone puts on his car.
You're going to call me an archaeologist, Kay.
Uh-oh.
Call me fucking Dr. Alan Grant. Ross Geller, that loser, was actually a paleontologist. He didn't actually go out in the field and do anything.
That's a good call, Tony.
You know, fossils, dinosaurs.
Well, yeah, I think that's what Dr. Grant was as well. They weren't archaeologists. They
were Dr. Grant was in the field fucking, I don't know if you remember, he was putting charges into the ground to find the raptor toes, okay?
Yeah.
I still can't believe how bad that movie was.
I still have to see it.
Me too.
Don't.
Okay.
Not even just...
No, you do have to.
Just to experience it for myself, not even...
No, you do have to.
I mean, I guess. Maybe just fast forward to the end.
You have to.
How many times does Chris Pratt fucking do this in it?
A couple times.
Okay, so I'm in.
Couple.
What's next?
Couple. Okay. Couple too many. Ones.
Yeah. Couple thousand.
This man has broken the world record for longest distance traveled in a giant pumpkin.
Sweet.
Dwayne Hansen. He shattered the old record, which was 25 and a half miles, set in 2018. He went 38 miles in a pumpkin weighing 846 pounds that he grew himself for this exact purpose.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm coming for this guy's crown, because as soon as I saw this, I thought, yep.
You can do this.
I want to do this, yeah.
That's Absolutely. What you thought? I thought, look at this fucking mark. Look at this pumpkin mark floating his ass down the river. 38 miles, dude.
How long? Do we know how long this takes?
Yeah, how long did it take him to grow this? Because he's just been looking at this pumpkin for, what, 8 years? Like, as soon as you come of age, I'm going to fucking split you open and take you down the river, motherfucker.
I'm just speaking, but I think it's like 2 years, 2-3 years it takes to get him that big.
That's it?
I'm not talking about growing it, dude. I'm talking about how long they fucking float down a river.
Well, look at that Mickey Mouse paddle. Yeah, is it probably fucking...
He's just sitting on a cooler, too. He's probably got a couple Miller Lights. A
couple ice cold beers in there.
That'd be kind of sweet, though.
Tell you what, you put this in a river, though, with a pretty good fucking current. Oh, you can do this in fucking, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's really just a balance. No,
then you're spinning.
Yeah, no, you can't. No, you got to go slow enough where it doesn't spin. Yeah.
Do you think it bobs?
Do you also have to sit with your knees in your fucking chest for the entire time?
Yeah, that's why I wonder why this guy didn't wait like 5 years to grow his pumpkin to make it massive like James and the Giant's peach.
It also would get too heavy. Does it still float?
That's a good question. How dense
Probably
is a pumpkin?
Because
what's the buoyancy?
Yeah, what's the density on a
I
pumpkin?
I think it's like 23 grams per ounce.
Okay, that's it.
If you haul it out, though. That'd be pretty good.
That's a hell of a lot of pumpkin seed.
What if you put three together and had a little, nice little pumpkin centipede?
That'd be sweet.
That'd be cool. Do you need pumpkins to make pumpkin bread?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes. That's a great question.
Honestly, or is that just like flavoring?
Yes. No, they save it all for the apple pie.
Pumpkin bread recipe.
What are you, Bruce? There aren't pumpkins in apple pie.
Oh, shit, Sherlock.
So can you make
apple pie?
So can you make pumpkin bread from pumpkins?
Let me fucking read. It is.
You ever?
Because I know you need nanners for banana bread.
You ever bake the pumpkin seeds and eat them?
Oh yeah,
no,
pumpkin it's seeds are delicious.
People love pumpkin seeds.
Really,
they are delightful.
Cover them in salt.
Yeah. Oh yeah, salt, pepper.
Joseph Henney's emotional support animal, Wally Gator, goes with him almost everywhere.
Hell
from
yeah.
The grocery store to walks in the park. They hug each other and sleep in the same bed. If you couldn't figure it out by now, Wally Gator is an alligator.
Fucking love you, Wally Gator.
Get a fucking load of this guy.
Yeah, this guy's getting eaten in, what, 2-3 years from this thing?
Look at this smirk on this face. This guy actually kind of looks like his penis is in Wally Gator right now.
Come on, Tony.
Can't anything be innocent?
Yeah, but look at his face.
Share the pure companionship of man
and gator. Not a platonic relationship.
What are you talking about?
Cover his dong in peanut butter for Wally Gator. Hey, come here, Wally. Get over here.
The gators
hey, No teeth.
do gators have tongues like that?
Yeah, long tongues.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know?
Wally Gator.
I assume that Wally Gator's got a long ass tongue.
How old is Wally Gator? When are they?
They could be young.
They could be very old.
That's what I mean. Like, this thing isn't going to just grow up sharing the bed with this creep.
This thing is going to eat this man at some point in time. Yeah. It's only a matter of time.
I don't know. Wally Gator is fucking over his shoulder. This guy's burping Wally Gator right now.
Yeah, that's true. And he's not really fussing with his leash on either.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess he's not going to eat this guy because before too long, this guy's going to be downtown and a fucking cop's going to, you know, say, put your hands up! And he's going to fucking light up Wally Gator.
Bad news. gators and crocodiles cannot stick their tongue out. It's firmly attached to the bottom of their mouth.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Come here, Wally. Rub the bottom of your mouth.
It's not a zard.
Also, like, hugging this thing, wouldn't it just feel like hugging a big old rock? Like,
on,
aren't these things
on top? Yeah,
very tough, rigid,
smooth, fucking belly underside.
Yeah, that's true.
This guy's a freak.
Inside.
I mean, watch out for that death roll.
Telling you,
dude,
look at his face.
This guy is going down to the corner store and he's having to buy like 10 live chickens to feed him to Wally Gator.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, you're right. Wally Gator is going to fucking chomp his penis and nutsack off the next time he lubes it up with peanut butter.
You know what, Joseph? I want a bite of you. Okay, buddy? I'm sick of these fucking chickens.
Joseph Henny. Wally Gator Henny.
What's next?
Is he flying with this thing?
I would have to imagine, yeah.
This is my buddy Wally Gator Henny. He does have a first class seat on this flight.
Sir, we're going to have to put Wally Gator in the overhead compartment. You want to do that, man. Sweet. You do not want to do that.
The planet Venus.
Wally Gator will eat through this fuselage. He'll eat through the fuselage in 5 minutes.
Kill both the pilots.
See him fucking do it.
And then I'll have to take control of this ship.
And I'll do it. But I won't like it.
I want that death on Wally Gator's mouth.
The planet Venus rotates so slowly you'd be able to watch the sunset forever just by walking toward it.
I don't buy this.
How do we know?
How does an engineer know that?
If it's always the sunset, is it ever the sunset?
That's profound,
that's
Bruce.
That's deep, Bruce.
And you also can't walk on Venus. Isn't it like fucking all water?
It's gas, I think.
Yeah, I thought gas.
I could be wrong.
Are there waters on any planets but Earth?
No. I think this is more of like a...
There's signs that there was water on Mars and I think the moon, but in the past.
I don't believe in it anymore.
There's ice. I know we got some ice on some planets.
Oh, yeah.
Neptune.
Pluto's all ice.
Pluto's not a planet anymore.
True.
I thought it was back.
Maybe it's back. I never know what they're doing with Pluto.
Yeah, this is definitely hypothetical because you could not breathe the air.
Sure.
You would be crushed by the enormous weight of the atmosphere.
Yes.
And you would burn up in surface temperatures high enough to melt lead.
How long is a day on Venus?
Okay.
I don't know. It seems like Venus does
it seems
suck.
Like all forever. It's just always sunset.
If you're walking towards it.
Because we're rotating around the sun.
But this is the part of it that I'm struggling to comprehend. Like, how fast do you have to walk?
The length of a day on Venus is 116 days.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so it's a slow burn up here.
Yeah, so you can walk very slow and watch the sunset forever.
You could just sit there on the gas beach and just
It's gonna smush you into a fucking little puddle.
Yeah. Like it'd be really
cook
easy
you
to
like
get
a pizza.
It'd be really, really easy to get revenge on someone. Like you fucking hook like hooks to their back.
Sure.
Okay.
Hooks to their back.
Super painful hooks into their back.
Yeah, okay.
Like Mad Max.
And like every time they take a step, it hurts, and you say you walk. Until you don't see the sun anymore.
Oh, nice. That's like fucking Sisyphus.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this a Sisyphus thing?
Is it a terminalist?
This is what? A Sisyphus thing.
He does the thing with the Winkler axe?
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I was talking about. That's kind of where I fucking
kind of
walk.
Not
bitch.
Really, but yeah.
What kind of intestines?
What's next? PSA. We've reached that point in the episode. doing our service to the people, we should let you know that a recall has been issued for animal cookies sold at Target due to possible metal fragments.
I'll say it.
Don't say it because I completely disagree.
Animal cookies stink.
Come on.
Unless you're eating them off of Liv Tyler's fucking boobs, they stink. Okay.
Touche.
Animal crackers
are
delicious.
That would be delightful.
That was possibly the best opening to any movie ever. But I love animal crackers, especially frosted animal crackers.
See, that's different, though.
Gotta be frosted.
What are we talking about here? Because, and I actually, anymore, like, fuck the frosted. I'll just get some cake frosting and just dunk them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like Dunkaroos.
Your own Dunkaroos, because Dunkaroos changed the recipe and they stink now. They're not as good as they were in the early 90s.
That's like fudge brownie.
Jesus, Bruce.
Does it go okay?
Old Brucey fudge brownie.
Yeah.
What just happened?
Bruce is dunking his nutsack in fudge brownie frosting.
Nuts in those.
Wally Gator.
Come here, Wally Gator.
Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.
Okay.
Bruce, be professional.
It can be tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge in life. But when you learn how to find,
But when you learn how to find your own solutions, there's no better feeling.
Hell yeah.
A therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or how small. We all know somebody who's benefited from therapy. You know, it's really great stuff. If you're thinking about giving it a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists anytime.
Hell yeah.
When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/thepod today to get 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/thepod.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Hell yeah, Bruce.
Excellent read, Bruce. What's next? Okay, here we go. This is the cast list for the Knives Out sequel.
Oh.
The Glass Onion.
I believe it's the name of it. I think really so, yeah. Something like that.
We've got Kate Hudson, consummate Hollywood professional. Oh, yeah. Leslie Odom Jr., you may know him from Hamilton.
Hamilton.
I think.
He's the main guy?
Madeline Klein, Ethan Hawke, Jessica Hardwick.
Batista's the main guy in fucking...
And yeah, there is another slot that has more. Dom, Dave Batista, does have a feature role in this, I do believe.
Is Madeline Klein signed Outer girl Banks. From, yeah, from Banks?
Yeah,
okay. Hot.
Mitt, what's the next one in this? I know there's another slide with...
Hot.
Very hot.
Hot.
I was kind of excited to see this. I just couldn't care less.
Oh, here we go. Edward Norton. You don't care about Edward Norton?
I do love Ed
Tech
Norton.
Tech billionaire.
It's not one that you're like super pumped for, but I think you'll watch it.
It'll be good.
Sweet, yeah.
Dave Bautista's name is Duke Cody. He's a YouTube star.
Never mind. I am in. Yes. I am in.
Okay.
I am back.
Duke Bautista.
Catherine Hall.
Batista would have been a good name.
Janelle Monáe. This is, I mean, is this as big as the first one?
Yeah, it's a loaded cast.
I like Janelle
Monáe,
too.
It's a loaded cast.
Yeah, this is a great cast. And obviously, fucking Daniel Craig is in it. Post 007. He's probably going to put on a show.
Benoit Blanc.
We're not getting Maddie Klein in Outer Banks 3, though.
Oh, no, she'll be.
I thought Outer Banks got sued for stealing it.
Excuse me, what?
They did steal it.
They stole the gold.
Yeah, no.
They did steal the
gold. Stole the show.
They stole the plot.
They stole the plot from somebody, and they got sued, I thought.
Does feel like a very steel
like a
plot.
Buck or something. I don't know. Really? I don't have all the fucking answers, okay?
I believe
he's right, though. They did steal it. Yeah. Whatever it was, someone wrote it, and then they stole it, made it a show. Yeah. And he was pissed.
That's show business, baby.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Sorry.
Good on him. From a teacher's book.
Teacher's book?
Is that what it was?
What the hell's a teacher?
They stole the answers from a teacher's
book? A textbook?
Yeah, the judge dismissed it anyway, so...
Oh, okay.
So they probably are making it.
Well, then we're good.
We're good.
We will get OBX Season 3.
Oh,
yeah. I love OBX.
Thank God.
Talk about some hard-hitting Hollywood news. Tom Cruise's son has just won a huge Sarasota, Florida fishing tournament after catching a 301-pound Warsaw grouper.
Wow.
Is Tom Cruise...
Is that the biggest fish of all time?
Yes. Is Tom Cruise's son fucking Sean Hunter?
Connor Cruise is a hell of a fisherman.
He could be. Is his name Connor Cruise?
Connor Cruise.
Connor Cruise.
Let's go. That's a huge win for people named Connor.
Yeah,
it is.
Let's go. Tom Cruise likes the name.
Tom Cruise's son does not look like Sean Hunter.
Okay.
That means if I ever meet Tom Cruise and I'll say, hey, my name's Connor, I'll say, my fucking son's name's Connor.
He will.
Granted, he should be filming a movie where he's a football coach in Texas, hopefully, so he talks like that, but... That's awesome news.
It's got to stink for this kid knowing, though, that like if TC wanted to, he would go out and catch a 600-pound marlin tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Done deal.
But, you know, that's just the life of living in Cruise's
shadow. Who would have thought that fucking Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman's son would be a guy who specializes in catching big game Warsaw grouper?
So this is a deep water grouper, the Goliath grouper, shallower water. Little bit easier to catch. This is pretty, you know, you're on the line with this thing for a fucking long haul.
Yeah, I mean, if you're reeling in a 301 pounder, you're not fucking around.
Yeah, I didn't think this thing was fucking 100 feet off the coast, Bruce. I mean, this is a heavy 300-pound fish.
Well, you've seen the
you ever seen Wicked Tuna?
Yeah.
Huh? Come on.
Don't talk to me.
Have you?
Gloucester.
I mean, you're talking hours and hours.
Dude, I was looking into ways to be a greenhorn on fucking the Time Bandit, all right?
Oh, they'd kick you off that boat so fucking quick.
You wouldn't last a fucking day, dude.
Neither would you.
Are you kidding me?
He's green. He's too green.
I was born to be fucking Sig's right hand on the Northwest.
When they're swinging around on that hook, you'd be scared for your life.
Fucking gut that.
Although
like
you do.
Pig.
good stash right now to be a greenhorn.
I can grab a pod like you wouldn't fucking believe, dude.
A podosaurus?
You'd probably be on. You'd be a greenhorn on the pace setter and fucking.
Oh!
No, I'd be a really good crab counter.
The type of fishing that you guys are talking about is completely fucking different.
Man, I'm good at this.
What are you talking about, man?
Like, that is commercial fishing, and that, like, that you guys are explaining, and then this is, like, big game fishing, basically.
Well, obviously, correct, Mitt, we're talking about...
Well, what's I didn't know we had fucking Kevin Van Damme. What's the difference here, Mitt?
I mean, I watch a fuck ton of Deadliest Catch, so that's the only reason why I do kind of know this. And my dad loves fucking... what did I just call this? Like trophy fishing or whatever the
yep,
fuck?
Yep, yep.
Big difference. But
bonita fish?
Yep.
Yeah, like
are that's bonita fish big?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's this guy's deal.
It's this guy's deal.
What? But I mean, it's just like, as explained, it's commercial fishing, which is like, that's the fish that you fucking eat and shit and crab and shit. And then this is big game, which is like for fun.
Yeah, you put it on a trophy fucking wall.
Don't they catch crabs in Deadliest Catch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
King crab, yeah.
Mitt does raise a good point, though. If you want to go see some huge tournament fishing down there in Sarasota, Florida up close, you can go ahead and use our partners at SeatGeek.
Yeah!
Up close to the action. Today's show is sponsored by Best Ticket App on Earth and... This is your weekly reminder that listeners of this show get 10% off at the link in our description. It's time to plan out what NFL games you're hitting this year, and SeatGeek seating chart will make sure you get the best value possible.
Fuck
also,
yeah.
If you want to go watch Connor Cruz haul in a 400-pound Warsaw grouper, just remember to hit the link in the description next time you buy some tickets. Shout out to SeatGeek.
Shout out.
That's no bullshit either. You go to the fucking Bassmaster Classic, it'll change your life. You'll go back every year.
Yeah.
Still do.
Hell yeah.
To me.
With the family.
What's next? We already talked about House of the Dragon, although it's come back for second season.
Duh.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
Oscar Mayer to sell cold dog hot dog flavored popsicles.
When can
Who
we
asked
get
them?
Yuck.
When can we get them?
Zeke does keep hot dog water in his fridge.
Just he does.
And I assume he probably freezes it every once in a while.
Yeah, throw a popsicle in there.
I couldn't help but hear, but. When was the last time you went to the Bassmasters Classic? I know you said once you go, you'll go every single year. I haven't really heard about that in the last few years. When was the last time you've been, man?
Yep, last time I went when we were on vacation, so whenever that was this year. July. Took the family down. We went to the Bassmaster Classic.
So you
we
still make it every year?
Every year.
Was Van Damme there?
Van Damme was there, but at this point, he's not really trophy fishing as much. He's kind of doing the media circuit.
Kind of like Pete Weber for bowling.
A little bit.
Remember, Pat, he was a Big Ten angler.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. That's right. Just like once you go to Bassmaster Classic, you never miss
over. Never go back.
Never not go back.
Never not go back. You're right. You're right. Great event. It's a great event. He put on a great event.
These fucking cold hot dog popsicles, no thanks.
I just don't get this shit.
I do. Making the turn, you posted a 54 on the front nine. You don't want a hot dog. You want a nice cold dog flavored popsicle.
No, I want a hot dog.
Yeah, with mustard on it.
Please, ketchup.
And a little onion.
What?
And
some relish.
What?
Mate, your mic's muted. What?
Oh, no.
What? What?
No. Speak, Mitt.
What?
You want a
you
cold
said,
dog?
Oh, no.
I said I want a hot dog and a Bud Light on the turn, but I muted myself.
Don't we all?
Don't we all?
Yeah, that's the turn.
Don't we all? What's next?
Cold dogs. No thanks.
I fucking go.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, we have some tragic news to report.
But kind of awesome.
I believe this was in Thailand.
Is this the same elephant?
An elephant has ripped its handler in half with its tusks in southern Thailand last week after being made to carry wood in the hot weather. The body of 32-year-old Supachai Wongfed was found in a pool of blood after police responded to a rubber plantation in the Phang Nga province.
Yep.
Yes.
Police said the male 20-year-old elephant named Pom Pam stabbed the man with its tusks multiple times, tearing his body in half.
You'll have that.
That's what you get for fucking with Pom Pam.
Dude, these Thailandese elephants, they do not fuck around.
No.
They have personalities. They don't like to be fucked with.
They don't like to be pushed.
Just like the old woman who died and the elephant was still fucking attacking her at her funeral. She did something wrong. This guy fucking made this elephant carry wood for days and days and days. You don't fuck with these elephants.
They're sentient and have incredible memories.
I guess it's said, too, that like, hey, guess what? Like, these things, these elephants aren't supposed to be carrying the wood when it's this hot. No. And they've told him, like, hey, it's too hot for these elephants to be hauling this wood everywhere. This guy said, yeah, fuck it. And
I don't care.
Yeah. They, like, instinctually walk long distances to water sources.
Yes.
Too, so they're used to, like, it being a positive reward at the end, not just fucking carrying wood for your handler.
Well said.
Let the elephants live.
Seriously.
That's right.
Let them go.
And if you don't.
Let them live.
They will rip you in half with their tusks and stomp on your fucking dead, severed carcass.
Can't even have a funeral.
No.
Good for Pompam.
It's an empty box.
Good right. for Pompam.
Love free you, Pompam. Pompam.
Good luck, Pompam.
This is kind of like Free Willy.
A little bit.
You know, it is a shame, though, OSHA wasn't doing their job to regulate this.
Yeah, but it sounds like Super Chai Wonga Feed was just an absolute prick to this elephant. Yeah, so that sounds like
unfortunate
it was a long time
because
coming.
Pompam did fucking cut him in half. They took out an elephant gun and blew his brains out.
Whoa!
Yeah, I hope that's not what happened.
Pompam booked it for the hills. Okay,
if I know Pompam's anything with his about family. This culture, Pompam is now a god,
revered.
Yes,
in there, if you're
will
right,
be celebrated.
Then yeah, he is a coat.
Yeah,
but right now. Pompam's running free, filling his
coat. Timeout, like, you see a lot of elephant coats running around?
Yeah, you never seen an elephant coat? Hey, listen, I will say it again.
How heavy that would be.
Okay.
Doesn't the Lord of Banquets commission one every year?
Yeah, thank well, that you. Makes sense. Yeah.
Talking about Thailand. Have you seen The Hangover 2, Tony?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
many
they
times.
Had elephant coats.
The power went out. He was stuck in the elevator, okay?
Uh-huh. He was going to get ice.
That's hilarious. Remember
love you, Paul Pam.
Stu got the tattoo of Michael Tyson.
Yeah. It was also awesome how they just cut that guy out of the movie.
Ooh.
In the second one. And then in the third one, they just didn't even cast him.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of cutting, a man's nightmare has become a reality after he dreamed about cutting meat, only to realize he'd sliced off his own genitals in his sleep. Kofi Atta, a farmer from the south of Ghana, was dreaming about preparing a meal for his family while sleeping in his chair. The 42-year-old said he doesn't know how or when he picked up a knife, but woke up confused in a pool of his own blood and in extreme pain.
I always say,
Jesus,
you do not sleep with your machete next to your bed.
You do always say that.
I do.
Yeah, that is a
you fucking tenet. Put it away in its fucking machete holder,
mm-hmm.
and sheath. You go to sleep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. every sword needs yep. its sheath, as they say.
That's right.
I actually believe I sent this in, and I was worried about it because Nick was eating so many delectable cuts of beef last he week. Yeah, where he had it just every cut of beef he had smelled
thick
delicious,
cuts.
Looked
it was perfect,
delicious.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, this guy's eating so many of these cuts of beef. I'm worried that one night he might be thinking, like, oh, man, I need a cut of beef, and he might cut his penis off.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. I appreciate that. Thank
that
you
nice
for
you.
Yeah. thank you for looking out. Unfortunately,
imagine how
Kofi,
big his hong was.
it's
it's a huge dog.
His hog.
I mean, probably a nice breakfast in the
to
household.
Think that he was holding a fucking 16-ounce ribeye.
Yeah, he did just eat right. his dick right after.
Yeah, maybe. Fucking, no, I for mean, breakfast.
Do you think hungry. He
threw it on the grill, some hot coals, yeah. and served it to his family? Yeah. Ate for weeks.
Do you think he severed it all in one piece or cut it up like you did with a hot dog for little kids?
Like dick
individual.
Chop point.
Yeah, slices.
Hmm.
I would imagine that the thickness, if he was cutting it up, would be like if someone on a charcuterie board, you know, it's like, hey, you got to slice that meat more thin. Okay, it's way too thick.
Chewing this thing for 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus. Do you think that you're fully flaccid or maybe a little half-chub thinking about the delicious meat? That
oh,
you're
he was fully
I
fucking
mean,
hard.
Yeah. When,
diamond in an ice storm.
When your penis is 18 inches yeah. like his was, like, I don't think you can ever be fully hard.
This isn't a little smoky, because if it was a little smoky, you'd be like, well, there's
up.
No need to cut
yeah.
that. Okay? You just throw the little smoky right in your mouth.
Just another story of ayahuasca completely changing somebody's life.
Yeah,
they don't have ayahuasca in Ghana.
He did wake up. I know. I like that he was woke up. He woke up confused.
Yeah.
Why
Whoa. Did I? Why did I cut
weird.
My penis off?
Not scared or
I would
pain.
Say you'd be a little confused.
What happened last night?
Oh, this is weird.
Man, this hurts.
Oh my.
Honey, heart. I fucking sliced my penis off.
Shit. Again.
Yeah.
Did you not sheath your sword?
King Kong live action series is in the works at Disney Plus. You guys are gonna get to go back to Skull Island, sounds like.
I'm done with this
yeah,
shit
fuck
too.
That,
Jesus
dude.
Christ. Live Let's create action. Something new, live huh? Yeah. Would it kill you to create something new?
Live action?
Everyone's been live action.
Jack Black was in the last one.
No, but what I'm saying is, does that mean like fucking the Lord of Buffets is gonna have to play King Kong in here?
Yeah, no, it's just Ben Affleck in a King Kong costume.
Okay, I watched that.
If he's ripping dots,
can King Kong speak English now?
Just destroying like claymation buildings.
Imagine the set photos. Is Ben taking the monkey head off, just ripping a dart on the fucking suit.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think I'm out too. Yep. I still haven't seen Long May He Reign, the second one.
That one is
not the King of Monsters. The King of Monsters was good.
10 out of 10.
Yes, the other one.
Long May He Reign.
Kong vs. Godzilla.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, come on.
Six and a half.
Six and a half, yeah. King of Monsters was like a 9.
Yeah, agreed.
There you have it.
That's a problem.
Done deal.
Hi at the pet store and absolutely losing my mind at this hamster using his own ball sack as a pillow.
Next level.
Dog.
Yeah.
Looks that's his balls and not his hands?
Yeah, that's his nut sack.
There's no way.
So I heard, this is a little bit off topic, but I heard that guinea pig females will eat their babies.
Yeah, because there's too many of them.
And then you'll just have blood all over the fucking gross little rat cage.
And it fucking lets the other guinea pigs know, like, hey, you step out of line.
Crazy.
I'm not going to put you on timeout and put you in my belly.
How would you discipline your guinea pig in that scenario?
You never have to, actually, going forward. They will obey.
You're not going to discipline a guinea off. Pig, dude. What do you mean discipline? What are you going to smack with a ruler?
Spank him with a ruler?
Come here, guinea pig.
If my female guinea pig beheaded,
they don't understand what you're saying.
I would throw it off the roof.
Bruce, that's not how it works.
Fuck.
Yeah. You are one dumb bitch, aren't you, Bruce?
I swear it. They will behead their young.
That's okay. Well, that's nature, Bruce.
Yeah, that's how they nature that's how they work. Nature,
Bruce. You can't fucking punish something for doing what they're programmed to do.
Yeah, when Inuits get too old, they just send them out into the ice storm. Hey, thanks for living. Goodbye.
Yeah,
and that's humans.
Yeah, like Batman when they make them cross the river.
Kinda. Yeah.
Yeah.
They call it. That's how it works in some cultures.
They call it a polar bear funeral. I think.
Mm-hmm. You're too old. We're running out of meat. Okay, Grandma, you gotta go.
Sorry, we're out of whale.
You gotta go, Grandma.
You gotta go.
I love you, but we
nice
don't have food
you.
For the week. So. Look at you die.
There's a question that's been floating around the TikTok universe. I saw that people are curious where hamsters live if they're not in the pet store.
Only in the pet
great
store.
Great question.
People's bums.
It's kind of like pandas.
Lemmy wings.
Are they a fully domesticated animal, like dogs?
I think so.
Okay.
I think a hamster, well, I'm also just thinking New York, a sewer rat will just rip a hamster limb from limb.
Sewer rat could kill a small dog.
What is the difference of a guinea pig and a hamster? I know there are guinea pigs in the wild.
You see the nutsack on that fucking hamster? That's the difference, my friend.
This guy does look super comfortable.
Would you rather have a guinea pig or a ferret?
Guinea pig. Every day.
Ferrets just remind me of the Big Lebowski.
What does a ferret do? That's that little fucking like monkey looking creature.
No, it's more like a
possum,
furry,
like a lemur,
like a furry rat,
kind of like a more tame mongoose.
Yep, a long cane poly, Mitt.
Do they climb trees and shit? What the fuck do they do?
No, you're still thinking monkey.
What was the ferret's name in Long Cane Poly? Hidalgo.
Yeah, something like that. Rodolfo.
Rodolfo, that's it.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
It wasn't dead.
Yeah, I don't think it died.
Philip Seymour Hoffman did though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, you're right.
He sure did.
Sandy Lyle.
And so did the scuba diver.
Rain dance. Leland as long as you Luke. Have the scuba.
Hank is there.
What a great fucking film.
That is the best rom-com pound for pound.
No.
Along Came Polly. What's better than it?
Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, Crazy Stupid Love.
God, you're
pound for pound. Forgetting Sarah Marshall's pretty
forgetting
good.
Sarah
That's
Marshall.
Not better than
Employee of the
Game
Month
Polly.
Still gets me.
You
I think
love
it's pretty good.
Employee of the Month.
Yes,
I think
man.
It's pretty good.
No, not yes, man. Excuse me. I love you, man.
Yeah,
I love you, man.
See you later, shitty slicker.
Yeah.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
You called me Jobin. I called.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that.
See you later, Jobin.
Mazel.
Hey, Peter, it's Pistol. Who?
You called me Pistol. I called you Jobin.
So good.
Let me see if I can.
We got a cookie.
Fucking friends.
We got a cookie here that's filled with nut, $1.49.
Is this like a macadamia nut? Like, why is that nut so big?
It must be. The fact that they put filled with nut on here is awesome.
Isn't the UT, is that red? Is that Nutella? Which
it could be.
I do not like.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, you're right.
It is a little sweet.
Never I don't been a like huge Nutella guy.
It's rich. Get it out of my face.
So they actually don't like it, really?
I never just like wanted Nutella. I don't think ever in my entire life.
They actually changed the recipe also and made it richer and less hazelnutty.
It is very rich.
It's gotten worse reviews since.
Give me real chocolate, okay? Yeah. I don't need this fucking fake bullshit.
I just remember that being like real, like when I went to Europe in high school, that was like the big, like, you know, you want Nutella on that?
Palachinka.
No. I'm okay, actually.
I will take some of this fucking delicious Belgium chocolate.
Thank you very much.
It's just an excuse to eat chocolate for breakfast. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It's terrible for
like
you.
Like fluff, like marshmallows.
Mm, yeah.
Kind of a similar thing. You know, cookie with nut sounds good, but you know what sounds better?
What's that?
Sex with nut. We're talking Roman. As you get older, testosterone production begins to naturally decrease in the body. For most men, it begins around the age of 30, and testosterone production declines by roughly 1% per year.
Not good.
That's why friends at Roman have a new supplement designed to support testosterone production. Roman is offering $15 off your first order and free 2-day shipping at GetRoman.com/thepod. GetRoman.com/thepod for $15 off your first order and free shipping. Make sure you click the link in the description.
Hell yeah. We have an update. Capitol Records is pulling the plug on its AI rapper, FN Mecca.
FN Mecca, good run, I guess.
And calling the unconventional and controversial signing an insensitive move on their part in retrospect. You know, looking back on it, yeah, we fucked up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to go ahead and release you, Mecca. Also, the guy's voice they took was pissed.
Who was the guy they took?
He was a rapper, African American man. He got a good sound too, but they basically just sampled his voice, and then he thought it was gonna be like a collaborative thing.
Yeah, and then they just AI'd him away.
Yeah, they just said, "All right, stop returning his calls and emails, and just basically we're just using his voice to make money."
By the way, we did hear Mitt in his car this morning listening to
Young Mabu.
Who's that?
Lil Mabu.
Lil Mabu.
He put the blade on the stick.
Yeah.
I'll put the tupper on your head.
It's like a 13-year-old white kid in New York.
Yeah, I was not listening.
Yeah, yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Fucking
we heard the
fucking
stang.
Money bag, yo. Duh.
Duh. Gosh.
I've been on an exclusively UK drill kick. It's been a lot of fun.
Who?
What?
UK drill.
What's that?
You're such a fucking mark.
Just
dude.
Like London rap music.
The drill scene is hot right now.
Nancy.
Stormzy G. Has Gumpy been sending you songs?
No. No. Gumpy listens to terrible music.
Stormzy G.
He did.
Big Michael.
I like Central C.
I've only heard one UK rapper, and Gumpy showed it to me.
Stormzy. What about Nancy? He sent it to me last night.
I don't know. I never heard of it.
Yeah, I'm talking like a pot.
I do think of Nazi.
I got the gummies in the pot.
Had a little drill to
Big
him,
Michael.
Yeah.
True.
Big Michael.
Say I went mainstream, suck your mom.
I tell you what, if you're going to get lost in a genre of music for a while, fucking British rappers are pretty sweet.
Oh, it's because the way that they just use English, like, in the hip-hop, it, like, some dude has her line that's just like...
You wake up!
Like, yeah. Hey, she popping on Instagram a lot of impressions. It's like nobody would ever say
that's
that here.
Sick.
What?
All right, I'm jumping
like just
in this
rhyming
hole.
Impression with impressions. No one does that.
Music sucks.
Does.
Yeah.
I love music.
Fuck this
I haven't
guy,
listened
though.
To new music in so
it
long.
It stinks, dude.
It's tough.
Neither have I.
When's the...
So, and I only listen to music. I really don't listen to, like...
I mean, look what they're resorting to get new music out there.
Yeah, music.
Also, at the VMAs, they did, like, a metaverse side, and Eminem and Snoop Dogg performed as their, like, bored apes or whatever.
Well, they do crack a bottle and give let your body waddle.
Don't act like
a sorry morrow. You just hit the lotto. Oh, it's happening in the title. Got your butt to beat the duck and gook and geek.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, no, they were getting roasted for it.
Was that the fucking 30-foot-tall twerking aliens?
Uh-oh.
Connor, didn't Connor get attacked by a bunch of bored apes on Twitter?
I did get attacked by a bunch of bored apes. I said the business was failing, and you know someone tagged me in it the next day. Oh, is that right? Is that right? Because bored apes just surpassed $2.5 billion. It's sold. How about that, huh? Yeah.
Fucking bored ape mob came for the throat.
I'm not gonna tell you again, but look, check it out. Bored ape just sold for $500,000. How about that, huh?
Bill came after you?
All right. Yeah, a bunch of bills.
Mitt, is your profile picture still a bored ape?
Yeah, it's a screenshotted bored ape.
Okay. So you didn't
own it.
You can't steal intellectual property.
That's kind of punk rock.
I mean, why?
Yeah, a little like, bit.
Yeah, just screenshot it. And who's put it on there? It
I
sweet.
Thought Bill was in the Slimy Rats. I didn't know he was doing the Bored Apes.
Do they do Slimy Rats? Because I could get behind that.
I can get behind Slimy Rats. Is that like Ninja Turtles? Is that like a Splinter?
Like Master Splinter? Yeah. All rats got
to
die.
Talk to Bill.
Splinter.
He'll let you in the lair.
Okay.
Slimy Rat.
He is a Slimy Rat.
Next.
What is this?
This is not me. I've been tagging this multiple times.
Really?
In this Quaker oatmeal
if you gained,
who's been tagging
you,
what,
if you gained 20 to 30?
I've been tagged in this multiple times, despite the slight resemblance.
That doesn't look like you at me. All.
Yes, it does.
Maybe, maybe like Nick, but
I don't see it at all.
I mean, what is this man wearing?
Listen, when Nick had Nick. Shorter hair, it's been a while. With who, glasses. Who yeah, and look, this like? Is, yeah, I could see it. You'd have like, to gain 30, but...
Looks like Jon Favreau's son.
I mean, the resemblance here is damning.
I don't see it at all.
Pretty cool accessories, though. Cool beads.
Really, really cool,
cool scarf.
Accessory.
Yeah.
I don't you should have it. That era.
Is he eating Quaker Oats in this?
Yes, yeah. It's a big big push of Quaker what Oats on social media.
What is
eating
this
him with
at?
His hands?
What do you mean? Shop now, Quaker Oats.
But why is he dressed like that?
Why does he have them in his hands? Don't you need a spoon to eat
no,
Quaker
he's
Oats?
Salt, he's Salt Oak.
Okay. Bay.
It's not corn.
Is it like a rice cake or whatever?
Is there
like
a big corn push meal. Going on right now, too?
Yeah. Corn it's is corn. Massive right now because of...
It's a big lump of knobs.
Because
it has
of Kong
the juice.
Kid. Yeah.
I did actually like that kid.
What, Kong kid?
Yeah.
When I added
it's hard
butter,
not to like the kid.
Everything changed.
I do feel bad for the exploitation.
Yeah,
he's
they've already
right
fucking
now.
commoditized
the little
stuff. He kind of reminds me of the chicken kid.
No, that kid's a stand-up comedian.
Who's a chicken kid?
Fried chicken. Well, it's actually, he's playing tackle for... He just actually made the roster today for the Bills.
Yeah. He did. Yeah. That's right.
I like chicken.
Chicken. That's fried chicken.
What is
Wait,
Bill
the
doing?
I like chicken kid made a fucking NFL roster?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
What's yeah.
Sweet.
What's Bill and Bruce's kid doing on the screen?
That ain't my kid.
This is a striking resemblance to Bill. It's kind of terrifying that he's even a pose that Bill would do in a picture, too.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Check it. That is a sweet...
Same hat. I think he has that hat.
That is hilarious, though.
No, that's not a Black Rifle Coffee hat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This does look so much like Bill. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Uncanny.
Bill, grow a mustache out, please.
Bill?
I can't.
Yeah, you can. He can, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bill
I've
has
seen
a
him.
Full beard.
Bill!
I've seen him with a mustache.
Really? Bill has a beard.
He should
Bill
have
has
a, he,
Bill can grow a beard.
He should have a goatee. I don't know why
really?
He's still doing a full beard.
He should
Actually?
Have a
this is like a Stanley
Wait, did
Hudson
you not
situation.
Know that Bill had a beard?
Right now he has a beard?
Right now Bill has a beard, yeah.
I haven't looked at Bill in weeks.
I haven't looked square at his face ever since he took his glasses.
He
like
does
Medusa,
not have
a, you turn
Bill
into
has
stone.
A bald
no,
head
he doesn't.
And a beard. Yeah, he does. He's a bald head and a beard.
No,
I know he has a bald
yes,
head.
He does.
I think
he
you're
doesn't
lying.
Have a beard.
Fuck, do you guys want?
Does he have
Bill,
a beard?
Is this
does he
you?
Have a beard?
No, my dad's not dead.
No, put a picture on him. Does he have a beard? Take it off of me.
What's up?
Can we zoom in on Bill?
Yeah. Everyone thinks I have a goatee. I do not have a
you
goatee.
Should
you should have a goatee.
Have a goatee.
Fledged fucking.
Where's he at?
He's yeah, above can, me. Can right you here. Go goatee?
Can. My cheeks suck.
There's a fucking glare.
Holy
yeah,
shit,
no,
he has
I mean,
a beard.
I can't see
Bill,
anything.
Throw up the deuces, right? Just give us one
yeah,
quick.
Just like the guy on the screen, could. Please.
Come on, throw up Bill. The deuces.
No, like,
no, no, like
no,
he's doing
the other hand.
Other way.
I mean, it's pretty.
Yeah, it's reversed, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Don't look over the camera.
puff your lips out a little bit more.
Out. Out. Pucker him.
And crease the bill on your hat, Mark.
I can't believe the picture of the pub
pucker,
is still sitting there.
Goddamn right it is.
Bill, that's you.
I wish I could grow that mustache.
You
yeah.
can.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Do it.
After speaking of the pub, after watching more of The Wire, you guys basically lived in West Baltimore.
Yeah, you
yeah.
did.
That place is a fucking hellscape.
Why?
The pub? You never got to experience the pub, did you?
Bruce actually
the first,
did.
The first pub?
Yeah, Bruce,
yeah.
Bruce was at the pub.
Yeah, the second
did you
pub
overnight?
Was not a pub.
No.
What are you doing
no,
over
the
here?
Second pub was sweet.
I think I actually did stay overnight.
Until, didn't Mitch just like move in and dump his Legos all over the floor?
Yeah, yeah, Zeke swindled him. So Zeke paid the first 4 months of his mortgage off of Mitch rent checks. And then, yeah.
Shocker.
Then when I went upstairs one day, and lo and behold, there were Legos everywhere. I couldn't see the floor. But
Barbie doll heads and legs.
Uh-huh.
G.I. Joe's.
Yeah. That place was super fucking nice.
It was a very nice place. I did have a good time aside from the, you know, 3 a.m. coming from downstairs right underneath my bed.
Is that it?
I think we got a couple videos we can run through right quick.
I rewatched one of the clips that we had of you talking about the parties that were thrown underneath that second. It was a hilarious story.
They're brutal, and I assume those are still going on. Although I did drive by the old pub a few weeks ago. How's for some look? Reason.
I think those people, like, after I moved in, they were there for a couple weeks, but then there was just no one fucking there ever.
Yeah, I think they might have actually changed landlords or something, because when I drove by, too, there was, like, nothing in either, like, windows when you peeked through.
Probably a homicide scene.
Someone could have got murdered.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean,
could have been.
For this one, I do believe we're going to need sound, if that's possible.
This is pretty good.
You just have to, cover...
Oh my lord.
Bro, that is not real.
I think it is. It's a lot.
He's gonna get so mad.
Guy left the gym.
Yeah.
He went home.
I mean, that's a lot of weight.
He shit himself. That's
what wearing headphones.
Yeah. He shit himself 1,000%. You can hear the guy doing the leg press too, going, oh shit.
Thank God these gentlemen were wearing their masks, because they were probably tasting this all the
way. Yeah, they would have died.
Can you imagine how this guy went to fucking Bennigan's or something before this
my
and
Lord.
Ate so much.
Shit his pants.
Great move by this kid. Yeah, I mean, he was repping it out.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Crushing that leg press.
Yeah.
Respect it.
One more time. Can we hit it one more time?
Yep.
Oh, man.
It's a long fart start to finish.
Bruce. Oh, Bruce, shut up. It's not that disgusting.
Dude, that is, I feel
play
like
it again. Play it again. I want Bruce to throw up. Yeah. I feel like it's going to throw up. You can hear him right after. It's like he throws his back out. He shits himself so hard. This sack of shit actually is.
He's gone.
Sorry about it, Bruce.
He's gone.
Bruce. He's gone.
All right, now, for good measure, next. Just one more time.
One more.
All right, I'm good. You
know. Oh, man.
What a tough day for that guy.
God. Pretty good place to shit your pants, though.
Sure, I guess.
Locker room.
Are you sure?
You know, locker room, like, right
your
there.
That guy, that guy can never go back to that place.
No. No.
Oh, my God.
That machine actually had to be dismantled and taken out.
Yeah.
We got the Amish dude drifting the fuck out of his whip. Yeah, no sound on this one, please. Look at this thing.
What?
Oh,
sparks.
That's sick.
Oh.
That's like in Shrek. I need a hero!
Shrek 2?
Yeah. They're racing to get to Fiona?
Yep.
Maybe this guy's racing to, you know, someone's churning butter and they got stuck in the...
There's sparks coming
out. Oh, that is, that is badass.
Also, how do they have lights on their carriage? That's electricity.
Yeah, no. So to be like street legal and stuff like that, they make exceptions.
Yeah, there's the underlights too. Like,
but they don't like it.
Yeah, they don't love it.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Also, sure this guy don't. Isn't drifting this, right? These horses just got pissed off. And
yeah. This could be a run.
Oh, you want to go home, Jebediah? How about this? How about no?
He might have been sucking down a few too many ales and a big cup of mead and just had to get home in a hurry.
Because it looks like it's just one single horse on that thing, or is it two up there?
It's got to be couple two.
Pounds. I mean, if one horse is carrying that thing, you need to send your people over there to buy it and put it in the next Belmont Stakes.
That's facts, dude.
Can
that
you
thing's
get a DUI
hauling
on this thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You get a DUI on
does it have? If it's got wheels, you can fucking DUI
bingo.
It.
You can get a DUI on a Bird scooter now.
Yep. Yeah. Bikes.
Bikes? Oh, yeah. I know a few DUI. People who anything. Have DUIs on bikes.
Anything with wheels.
Anything with wheels. Skateboard.
Yep.
Sure.
A bike.
Rollerblades.
There's no way. A bike.
What'd you say?
We got a dude who was clocked directly square in the middle of the forehead playing golf, and he is leaking like a stuck pig.
His forehead looks like a cracked egg. When they zoom in on it at the end, it's...
Yeah, he's got the hard-boiled egg forehead going on where it's...
Brain matter hanging out.
It's a nice course, too. I'm taking whoever hit me like this for $10 million.
He's in good spirits, though.
Can you imagine this guy the next day?
I can't believe his conscious right here. How is he standing?
He probably didn't wake up the next day, if we're being honest.
He's going to drink vodka sodas all night, be like, I'm fine, dude. Wake up on Sunday morning. Just having like in a dark room for 6 months.
Yeah, they're going to have to saw his skull open.
I was
going to
say, there's definitely that brain bleed, swelling. There's no question.
Yeah, he didn't wake up.
Whoever hit that
skull.
Hit an absolute stinger.
Or a big time right slice.
Yeah. Might as well just throw this guy right in the lake over there because he's done for.
Mm-hmm. Dude, look at my fucking head.
What should we do?
Did they zoom in on the people here that hit him?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I yelled it. Yeah. I mean,
I yelled four.
You didn't hear me. You guys playing music? Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Accidentally in love.
Oh, that's brutal. Oh, yeah.
Strawberry ice cream never, ever ended.
That's probably what they're listening to.
Yeah.
That's from Shrek 2.
This one's a bit of an oldie, but a goodie.
I haven't seen this in so long. This is awesome.
Yeah, this dude has moves. This guy should be playing for Team USA next year.
He looks like Christian McCaffrey out here. Dude.
What is this?
Stopping on a dime with no brakes on these.
Does it rollerblades, man?
Mate, you probably missed out on that, didn't you? Going to like a skating party or a roller rink? That wasn't a thing.
Sweet. No, I've never done this, actually.
Yeah. This was like, growing up, when you're in like fourth grade, fifth grade, going to like a skating party at the roller rink, that was like a fucking big deal,
Let's see how fucking fast the wheels are going on those skates.
Go out, do the limbo, chicken dance.
Yeah, sure. Hokey pokey. Would have been
absolutely dominant roller derby.
So is this just Connor McDavid?
He does got some wheels like McDavid. He's got speed. He's got pizzazz.
Oh, he just made that kid fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, this reminds me a lot of Stoner on the ice.
I would have loved it.
He does have some Stoner.
I mean, these fellas aren't even close with these noodles either. They could be using real steel. We could go live here, and he would come out unscathed.
Mm-hmm. He's got quads on, too, not inline skates.
No. There are no brakes on those things.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, make sure you watch that movie.
What?
Real Steel.
Oh. Sorry, Hugh Jackman.
what about Brink? This reminded me of Brink. A meme from that also just went viral.
I watched a movie about this type of shit in Atlanta.
Roll Bounce.
Roll Bounce.
Roll Bounce.
Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah. Big Boy.
Roll Bounce. They're fighting over some girl, I think. I don't know. It was sweet. I thought it was cool. I would have done this.
I don't think you play sound on this either, but this is a little bit of an anniversary. What was this, 25
years ago?
The video of the guy who recreates them making the sounds, in his part. All right, now I had something. It's for I'll send it to you. Good talk.
Hey, don't forget, guys. It's just the Golden Eye, menu song. So don't put too much into it.
Who was your go-to character?
Where's the dude in?
I was a big 006 Alec Trevelyan guy.
I was a big Armouf guy. Always Arkady Armouf. Yep, there he is.
I did.
Thank you, General.
Boris.
You were always
Slughead.
I was always Italian.
You were a scumbag if you played the odd job.
Yep.
Scumbag. Huge had to say, scumbag. No, not doing it.
Yeah,
Russian
shoulder.
Yeah. Flat face Russian shoulder.
Dude, this guy.
No, that's the guy. Yeah. Scientist. The all white. Yeah.
Female scientist?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Russian commander.
Janus Marine.
Janus Marine does look.
Naval officer's mustache.
I don't remember half of these characters.
Helicopter pilot.
Oh, what a great mission. The St. Petersburg Guard.
Civilian.
I don't remember play as a civilian.
Yeah, what?
These graphics are sick. That guy, so lifelike.
That looked like the guy at the Spotted Hostel Ox Hotel.
Yeah.
Bro, this game was
Arctic Commando.
Thank you, Goldeneye.
Did they ever do like a GoldenEye like remaster?
Yeah,
they did.
It never hits the same.
It was on like fucking GameCube or some. It was on Nintendo, wasn't it?
Because how jank it was kind of part of it, right?
Well, it wasn't jank for the time.
Yeah, when it came out, it was like, holy shit, these fucking graphics, dude. Slapper's only. They're
nuts. Mayday.
I love Slapper.
Jaws. He was, yeah. If you,
Jaws was.
What a jaw.
Jaws was easy. Yeah, odd job. Jaws was easy, 10 though.
10 foot tall.
Yeah, you just shoot him in the penis a bunch with the Clob 67 or whatever it was. Clob stunk. Power weapons.
Of course.
Oh, I love power weapons.
Proximity mines and power weapons.
Is that it? We got anything else?
I believe that's it for the videos. No.
That was it.
It does appear we have reached.
Good episode, boy.
Hey, what do you say now, boy? Hey,
where to go, everybody?
The bottom.
Let us not forget.
Yeah, we already did this, Bill.
Yeah, I left.
Hey, Bill, go back to the other one. The picture of you.
Whoa,
there's Bill.
God, that looks so much like you, Bill.
It does.
Whenever Nick sent this to me, I told him that only looks like 50% like me, dude.
No, that's pretty.
That's you.
That's 100%, even down to the. Cremated remains there next to you.
Yeah, like I said, you take off that champion hat and put on a fucking Black Rifle coffee hat. Done deal.
See ya.
5'11 tactical hat.
Yeah, 5'11 tactical hat. Maybe one of the hats that you bought at the fucking Zac Brown concert.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Did you guys watch the video on here? Zac Brown kicking that guy out of the concert?
No, dude. Yeah. We're not some fucking Mark.
Yeah. We love ZBB.
We do.
We love ZBB and we love all you. We are very close to 100,000 subscribers.
There we are.
We're giving away something awesome, something massive, something so big you can only dream of. So
that's true.
Tell all your friends. Tell your people. Be a friend. Tell a friend. Tell them to hit that subscribe button. Share the link. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.